Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, this is that time. The five questions thing. The
That's
five
right.
on it. Thumbs up emoji to everybody. Let's go.
Okay.
Five on it.
Number one.
On Tuesday, we discussed Pete Crow Armstrong, leading National League outfielders in All-Star voting, and how it signifies baseball fans' recognition of his stardom on a national level. Later that day, Crow Armstrong met the media and said this when asked if he'd participate in the Home Run Derby.
You told us before the game you had no interest in the Home Run Derby, you didn't have enough power, but 452 feet is a... It's a power hitter.
That's 88 miles an hour that you're sending back. Like I said, BP pop is a different kind of pop. I don't got it like that.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong before the game. And guess what he did during the game?
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
The Hall of Famer Pat Hughes on the Cubs Radio Network and 670 The Score. Here's the question. Do you think PCA would struggle in the Derby, as he said, or is the typically swaggy center fielder shortchanging himself?
Well, yes, I think he would struggle, mainly because I believe in what I learned in Intro to Psychology, which is self-fulfilling prophecy, when a belief or expectation, whether true or false, influences behavior in a way that makes that expectation come true. If he don't feel like he got it, he ain't gonna have it. So yes, I think if he doesn't feel like he's up for the task, yo, keep rolling. Because also, I don't know if you heard, but sometimes home run derbies can mess up a hitter's swing and his flow for the rest of the season. I don't need any of that right now with Pete Crow Armstrong.
I love the humility and the awareness in that moment, because there's a lot of guys who have hit as many home runs as Pete Crow Armstrong has who wouldn't say that, who would think that they are a bopper and they are entering that territory. So I do appreciate that, and I do understand what he's saying. All the while,
oh, here you go.
I'm a little bit surprised.
Are you surprised or disappointed or both?
That's a great question. Surprised. I'm surprised because I don't need PCA. It would be great. It'd be a fun story. I'd be watching. I'd be zeroed in on PCA and the home run derby. It'd be fun. But I don't need him to be out there necessarily. So I am just surprised that personality, that guy, wouldn't want to have that shine and take a chance at hitting home. Because that's what he tries to do every time he's up at the plate. And it's working. All PCA does is try to hit home runs.
He has been at a very high level. And I'll say this. He's only 23 years old. He did not rule out doing it in the future.
Yeah.
He talked about right here, right now. I'm not that guy.
Well, Grody, I'm glad that was your reaction, because that's why I asked the question, because that was my exact reaction. I was just very surprised to hear this level of humility from Pete Crow Armstrong.
That he fancies, not that he doesn't have gratitude and humility and all that, but in this instance,
when it comes
a
to
a chance to shine and be the star of a show starring Pete Crow Armstrong, he's like, nah.
Do you think PCA's answer would have changed if Saya was in the contest? Because now we're seeing this healthy rivalry between them. If Saya was in the Home Run Derby,
I like 1A. I like 1A. Yeah. 1A.
Well, what do you think?
I think it might change. There'd be some talk. There'd probably be a little side wager. There'd be like a dollar might get passed.
100%. I absolutely think that would change the math. I think PCA would join it. I'm still holding out hope.
I agree. I like that question, Robbie, because I think it does change it.
Build the statue. Five
on it. Number two.
Speaking of PCA, can Caleb Williams have a PCA type of ascension this season? And if so, how good can the Bears be?
I'm trying to understand what a PCA type of ascension even looks like for Caleb Williams. Does that mean he comes out and he is in MVP discussion as we get to the halfway through the season? Is that, because that's basically what that would have to mean. He's in the MVP discussion. Let me tell you something. If Caleb Williams is in the MVP discussion, that means the Bears are in first or second place in the North. They have a winning record and have exceeded all of my expectations. So yes, if he has a PCA-like ascension where he's in MVP talks, then he is capable of leading the Bears to the playoffs and having a Jaden-type season in his sophomore year.
I do think it's possible. And I think that this is an example, PCA, of what is possible. And like, you go back to before this season started, and if we had asked this question, like, who, like, if we had asked the question, who's going to have a better season going into year two? Is it going to be PCA or is it going to be Caleb Williams? Most people probably would have said Caleb Williams at this point, because there was no sign of this from Pete Crow Armstrong. Not this. The defense, yes. The base running, yes. The extraordinary power that we're seeing out of PCA, which is the whole reason we're talking about it right now, that is not something that we saw coming from PCA. So in other words, yes. We know that Caleb Williams has everything in his repertoire. He has the ability to throw the ball deep, to make spectacular plays, smart, all that kind of stuff. So, yes, Caleb can make that jump.
I think, so this was Robbie's question, but I do very, this is a simple thing to me. Marshall, you asked, like, what does a PCA type of ascension mean? And to me, it's very simple. If the fans are dazzled by what Caleb Williams is doing on the field to the point that they are chanting his name.
MVP?
That, or even just chanting his name.
Caleb.
Yeah. Then Caleb. That is a PCA level ascension, in my opinion.
I don't know. The MVP chants hit harder.
They definitely hit harder, but I'm just going to say,
PCA's been getting MVP chants. That's the type of ascension he's had.
I brought this up yesterday, but if Caleb Williams has this ascension, the buzz around this city in the fall, oh my God. Like, this, it's going to be palpable. The whole city's going to talk about it. The whole nation will be talking about Caleb Williams.
Like, after the Jacksonville game last year when everybody thought the Bears had a quarterback.
No.
It was like, here we go. The Bears have a quarterback.
No. After the Jacksonville game, I am on the record. You can pull the tape.
Oh, okay.
They've proven they can beat bad teams. That's exactly what I said.
Okay, but you do
Ray
remember.
Ray is my witness.
I know, good for you, but you do remember a lot of people saying.
Yeah, and I said, y'all are not paying attention.
Okay. You're spot on.
Number three.
Sorry about that. NBA Finals Game 6 is tonight, and the Thunder currently lead the series 3-2. Who you got tonight, and will the Thunder hoist their first ever Larry O'Brien trophy?
I don't think the Pacers will win this game, but I got the Pacers. I got the Pacers.
I don't know how to interpret that.
You say that like you're very territorial.
I'm rooting for the Pacers to win this game. I want to see a game 7. I want Tyrese Halliburton to pull out the magic. Who's been the most magical player in these NBA playoffs?
Hallie.
Give me one more, Hallie. Give me one more. I want to see some Willis Reed level stuff. If you can't play the whole game, go out there for 2 seconds, get an assist in a long three, and inspire your teammates, and have Pascal Siakam prove why he is the most underrated player in the NBA.
I was just going to say it's going to take Seattle. Not that he hasn't been having a big game, but he's going to need, I think even if Halliburton plays, Siakam needs to have a massive game for the Pacers tonight. I do believe Oklahoma City, we are going to be watching a podium tonight on the post-game show. We are going to be seeing representatives of the Oklahoma City Thunder talking about the first title in their franchise's history.
Owner tonight. On the court, that type of situation. And the honestly, stage built at center court in Indiana.
Exactly. And it's going to be heartbreaking for Indiana. And I'm sorry for... Because yeah, actually, I've been rooting for Indiana too. I'm with you. I'm going to root for them. But I realized in the fourth quarter of Game 5... that it was over. And I said this on the air the other day, that once Oklahoma City took over that game, that I thought Indiana was going to win.
To go up 3-1.
Yes, I really did. Didn't you think Indiana was going to win that game?
I thought they had a strong chance.
A really strong chance. Once they won that game, I was like, okay, this is the more talented team taking over and saying, this has been fun, Indiana. It's over. They go on to win in easy fashion, Game 5 for the most part. I think that they finish things off tonight.
The longer the series goes, the better the chance of the better team winning.
Yeah, that's well said.
So I have a bonus question with there.
Oh, you look at this. 3A?
Bonus.
3A.
Bonus. I like saying that name.
Bonus.
Okay, Mark. We got you.
We're going to need you to record that here in the side studio, sir.
I just got the okay, Mark, from Mark. Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
All the bosses are out today, so we were saying, Grody, you are the boss today.
You did.
Did you just thumbs up me?
Right. Grody, that's for Grody.
I'm triggered.
That doesn't hurt my feelings, though.
That was for Grody.
Okay.
That was funny.
Okay, my question was, if the Thunder win tonight... who wins the MVP? Is it SGA or is it Jalen Williams, who just came off a 40-point performance?
Gotta be SGA.
It's gonna be SGA. Yeah, unless he doesn't do anything and Williams goes off again.
Yeah, I don't think Williams got a chance. And I love Jalen Williams, but yeah.
That was my bonus question.
Bonus!
Number four.
On Monday, the Bulls announced that Vice President of Basketball Operations, Arturis Karnišovas, would not address the media following the NBA draft this Wednesday, June 25th. General Manager Mark Eversley will take his place. On Tuesday, we learned, thanks to reporting from Drew Stevens of the Bigs Media, that Karnišovas and Eversley both have received contract extensions. Now that this information is public, should the Bulls change course and make AK available to speak to reporters after the draft next week?
I think that they should definitely have AK speak if he got an extension, but I know that's just not how they operate. I want to get a renewed sense after the draft of where this team is, because things will have changed, because you might have deals that have been done. You're obviously going to have new players in the fold. Mark Eversley is the GM. I get it. But GM isn't the same as GM was 15, 20 years ago. There's another layer now with the president of basketball, president of football, president of baseball, president of hockey operations. That's standard form, SOP, if you will, standard operating procedure. So yeah, I'd like to hear from AK, since he's the one who's going to be ultimately responsible for whatever decisions happen between now and the end of the NBA draft. I think it'll be interesting to see after Mark talks how long it takes for us to hear from AK.
I'm looking forward to hearing whomever speaks, and I like Mark Eversley, and I like the idea that he would get an opportunity to speak on behalf of, like, I want to hear more from Mark Eversley, but I'm with you. Look, if they do officially get this extension, yeah, I think that Arturis Karnišovas should speak. I actually think that in general, an organization which has had fans as loyal as it has had over back to 3 years in a row now of play-in games, back-to-back 39 and 43 seasons for the Bulls, I do think that there should be more transparency and explanation to the fans, not necessarily us, I mean to the fan base, if you would like, on what direction this team is going and, more importantly, why.
Here's what I know. The media's job is to be a conduit to the fans from the media. We live in 2025 in a different type of world where the messaging can come straight from the teams themselves. But if you have messaging without question mm-hmm. and accountability, that's the purpose that the media serves. So I'm just curious as to when AK will actually be speaking, if it's not going to be right after the draft.
Number five.
On Wednesday, the Cubs and White Sox games were both postponed due to rain. The Thunder and the Pacers had the day off ahead of Game 6 of the NBA Finals, as we heard in our earlier question, taking place tonight. The Sky didn't even have a game on the schedule. The Stanley Cup is over. What the hell did you watch yesterday?
I'll let you go first on this one, because I got to look up the name of the movie that I watched, because I forgot what the name of the movie was.
That's so hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Because I actually did the same exact thing. And I'm actually looking up the name of the movie.
I can tell you what I watched.
Great stuff.
Go ahead, Ray. What'd you watch?
I went to my Max app, and I watched The Righteous Gemstones, because my cousin and his girlfriend over the weekend were raving about it. My girlfriend also checked it out and said it looked pretty good. So I went and I checked out the first two episodes of The Righteous Gemstones. Danny McBride, Adam Devine, John Goodman, star-studded cast. Really hilarious. It's about a televangelist family, very wealthy, and there's a whole bunch of hijinks that ensue that include blackmail in the very first episode. It's funny, but it's also kind of like a really crazy, action-packed type of show. So I'm only into two episodes so far, but I am very pleased, and it's pretty damn hilarious. Danny McBride is a funny dude, and so I'm locked into this show.
I cannot find the name of this movie.
I got mine. I don't know why I couldn't think of it. That was hilarious and horrible that you and I both couldn't think of what we were watching last night. You know what I watched last night? A movie that got crushed reviews-wise that I now have watched multiple times and I enjoy. It is, you ready for this? The Happy Time Murders. The Happy Time Murders is a Henson-produced movie. It has puppets mixed in with human beings. And it's just like, it's a hard-boiled detective and Phil Phillips, and it's filthy and dirty and hilarious. And I like it despite the fact that nobody else likes it.
Oh, it's Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, okay. Melissa McCarthy
is
in it.
I'm on board for Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Happy Time Murders, 2018 film.
I have found the movie that I watched last night.
Oh, my God. It must not have been that great.
So here's the thing. It was great. It was a great movie because I knew what I was signing up for when I got to this movie. I went through, and I was like, what can we watch today? I went down the Jason Statham rabbit hole, and I found this movie called Safe, which somehow I had never seen, even though it was made in 2012.
Safe?
Safe.
As in you're safe, or let's unlock the safe?
It's more about you're safe.
Okay.
This guy was like a former fighter, but then he like saves this Chinese girl. And
oh,
then,
so like The Bodyguard.
Yes, kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And yep. Jason Statham did what Jason Statham does, and I enjoyed it. It was a short watch. It was a quick little something, hour and 34 minutes.
Okay. Did you go to bed early?
Give me a 90-minute throw. Did I go to bed? Have you met me? What time do you think I went to bed last night, Mark?
I am guessing by 9 o'clock.
No, I think like 9:15.
Oh, okay.
9:50. So I think the movie ended. I think only because I was watching the movie did I stay up that late, though.
Yeah. I was in the ballpark.
The rain was out. I was like, I'm good. There's nothing for me outside.
I know. I got a great sleeping weather yesterday.
If I don't have plans... Yeah, don't come at me.
I know. Yeah, well, we don't want to text Marshall too late.
Yeah, I went to bed at 10 o'clock last time. One of the last times, I don't know the last time that I've done that where I went to bed before 10 o'clock. But a show recommendation, it's called The Studio. It's on Apple TV Plus. First of all, Apple TV Plus slaps. Every show on Apple TV Plus is must watch. The Studio, it's by Seth Rogen. It's exceptional. Really, really funny. I like it a whole lot. Apple TV Plus.
I just devoured that season.
Of the studio?
I just finished that.
It's one of the most bingeable shows you can watch. It's very funny.
It's just the one season, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me steal somebody's Apple Plus password.
I got you.
Get to it.
You're
get
right. Apple it. Plus does have good stuff.
Severance, great show. Oh, a new show called Stick as well.
I started Shrinking. To watch Stick. I don't know. It's a little bit too Owen Wilson. Or is it Owen Wilson?
Yeah, it is Owen Wilson.
It's a little too Owen Wilson. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that,
Grody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a little too smiley Owen Wilson. Yeah.
All right. So that does it for five on it. We know what we'll be watching tonight, don't we? Watching some Cubs.
No.
Sox.
Today. Day. Cubs day.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
I don't know what I'll
we're
be
leaving.
Watching tonight.
By the way, leaving here
Sox.
Soon.
I'll watch Sox tonight.
Okay. Are we walking home together today?
We can definitely do that. This
you want
is a perfect
to?
Day
you guys,
to walk
you guys
home
watch
together.
The game together? What are you guys doing?
No, because I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out and then watch the game.
Actually, no, check this out. I'm actually, we are recording the podcast today, this afternoon. Scheduled to have on Take the North, one Allen Robinson. The former Chicago Bears wide receiver.
I like that move.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I will tune in.
So, yeah, that's what I'll be kind of doing at my place today while watching the Cubs.
All right, short show. So when we come back, short segment, getting you ready for Cubs baseball. We will hear from the manager, Craig Counsell, on the other side. It's Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Back here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla, who has the day off. Wrapping things up here on this shortened episode as we get you ready for Cubs baseball. Their series against the Brewers coming up, pregame coverage at 12:45 right here on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Just in, Mark, just in. We have fresh Craig Counsell sound ahead of today's game. Let's hope he's in a better mood today than he was yesterday addressing the media after his game got postponed. Here's Craig Counsell from over at Wrigley Field.
Can you see down the line here you ever having a 7-man bullpen? And that's with creativity toward...
Yeah, for a day or two.
Yeah. Not for a week or 10 days.
For a day or two around some... off days in a schedule, but not roster movements,
right.
But not on a regular basis, no.
There are some tough decisions hopefully you're going to have to make here, right? You have too many good pitchers.
I don't, yeah, I mean, we're you know, we're getting some guys healthy. That's a good thing, always a good thing. You know, we're going to have to make decisions at some point. Not there yet. But, you know, there's not bad a result from us getting healthy. I really don't see that.
Is there any bit of a silver lining to Imanaga? Wasn't an arm injury. You're going to be in a pennant race. He's still, you know, second year adjusting to this. And in other words, a month off of wear and tear on his arm, so to speak. Is there any silver lining later?
We have pitched well in his absence. I don't think, you know, I would rather have Shota out there. You know, this is the result of it. It's the result of other players kind of stepping up. And I think, yeah, now we're sitting there with he's gotten a break. It wasn't an arm injury. But he's going to have challenges coming back that maybe he wouldn't have had if he was kind of pitching on a regular basis. So something new will present itself that'll be a challenge. Yeah, in terms of like an overall workload, I think Shota is not someone we're going to be concerned about.
How does your team get defensive drills in for outfielders throughout the year? Because, you know, we see infield practice all the time, but how does that happen? And, you know, obviously you have one of the best outfields in baseball.
Yeah. Right now we're doing a lot less. We're not doing much, honestly. Those guys are out there a lot. We're trying to – that's, you know, we talk about rest. So you have to make some choices. Do you want to do, you know, have them on their feet doing constant drill work, or do you want to – and then provide rest during the games, or do you want to do the other, right? So, you know, that's a decision that we've made to avoid some of the work. You know, the frequency that they're out there, you know, that helps us a lot because they're just getting such consistent kind of game reps.
We've seen a lot of nice assists from them at second. Is that are you guys focusing on that, or is that almost like because you're focusing on it as base runners, it's just in your mind more?
There's no focus on it. I mean, I think the strength of, you know, I think one of Ian's great strengths is his accurate throwing. That's just always been a strength of his. His outfield assists are often a function of the very accurate throwers that don't have big-time arms. And it's kind of a weird thing to say, but, like, that's the really strong-arm guys tend to get stops. People tend to put up stop signs. The guys with the just accuracy as their number one trait, they get run on a little more. It's not right, but accuracy is what gets outs in the outfield game. It's the number one thing that gets you outs is accuracy. So it's really the most valuable outfield throwing trait, accuracy, not strength.
How about that?
There you have it from Craig Counsell talking about his team's defense and what may happen from a pitching standpoint as well with Shota Imanaga due back in the next week or so on this team. And they're getting close. Jameson Taillon on the hill with Freddie Peralta today. Interesting, Jacob Mrazowski, he was scheduled to pitch last night. That game gets postponed. They keep Peralta on track. Mrazowski will now pitch tomorrow. So not against the Cubs. So you feel like the Brewers, they're putting that desperation out there that we talked about, Mark, that they got to get this game.
It's a good move by them. It is. I enjoyed a lot of what Craig Counsell said right there. And one of the lines of question I like, too, I think it was Jesse Rogers asking the idea of this being a – I thought he was going to go with the old cliche. It's like you're making a trade here. But no, I think the angle was good. It was, since it's not an arm injury, you're actually going to have a fresher, in theory, Shota Imanaga for the stretch run. So, and the fact that you are 45-28 without him for the last month, I'm buying into that fresh arm theory.
Okay, so the fresh arm is one, but to be fair, Craig Counsell said, I'd rather have a Shota Imanaga who is healthy all season long.
How much better would he have been, though, throughout this? Maybe the Cubs are already win the division with Shota in there, except for unless they do it today, which I predicted.
Certainly a possibility, and we know Mark Grody not afraid. Not afraid at all here on Raheem and Harris as we get you ready.
Full circle, baby.
For Cubs Brewers here coming up in just a few minutes. I want to remind you that we've got tickets to give away. And if you've been waiting for the moment to get the tickets, well, this is the moment. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. They'll win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's on Saturday, July 12th. Performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and a whole lot more. For tickets, if you don't win these tickets, you can visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. That's caller 6 to the Score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. And it was interesting. He was being asked about the bullpen. They got some tough decisions to make. 26-man roster. You're only allowed to have 13 pitchers. They currently have 13 pitchers. And to reiterate, when Imanaga comes back, Ben Brown to the bullpen. That's what Mark Grody says.
And I say send his ass down.
Send him to AAA and let him keep pitching because you're going to need more starting pitching. That is until the trade deadline, and then you can figure out what your reset is going to be with the bullpen and whether or not Ben Brown, Kate Horton, whoever is going to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I love that these questions are, we're starting to ask them because these are the questions you ask of a winning team. I enjoyed that baseball truth, at least in Craig Counsell's mind, that he was talking about with Ian Happ. Not necessarily an overwhelmingly good arm, but a wholly accurate arm. And it was like, I almost felt like Craig has been waiting to say that it ain't all about these crazy big, like the big arms are fun, right? The arms that could throw all the way through home plate, that's great, but it's about the accurate arms. Although I would say that PCA is pretty accurate and has a pretty full arm to go with it as well.
Yeah, I miss the Hawk. Andre Dawson.
That's a strong arm.
What would he do?
Accurate.
What would he do if he got the bat? Try to go from first to third and see what happens.
Oh, man. The line drive with which Andre Dawson threw was just beautiful. Like the over-the-top throw, obviously, from the outfield. Like one of the best line drive throws that I've seen. Andre the Hawk Dawson.
And then my favorite of all time, Bo Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Doesn't matter where you are on the field. You're like, be careful if you're thinking about running, going somewhere on him.
Yeah, don't do it. Do not do it.
So we're looking at this game. Again, Mark Grody believes that the division is over. The Cubs give them the crown now.
Well,
of the
NL Central. Today's the clinch. Like I said, I said 7.5. Once they reach 7.5, which they will today when they win the game.
Is it the clinch or just the elimination of the Brewers? Because those are two different things.
Oh, no, the clinch.
The clinch. So the clinch. Cardinals, they have not played the Cardinals yet, and they have 13 games against the Cardinals.
Cardinals aren't that interested. They're really not.
And the Reds are surging.
Yeah, I know you love the Reds. No, the Reds have been very good. You brought up a great point. They do have an excellent manager.
That's why they brought him in.
In Terry Francona.
Why do you think Terry Francona took that specific job? He's like, oh, I could do something with that. And he's doing things right now.
Or maybe that was the only team that was offering him a job too, and maybe he just wanted to stay in the wonderful state of Ohio. Could that have been the case too?
All of these things are in play, but I'm just saying, I don't think anyone should be like the division is over, Mark Grody.
I don't know.
You're waving a false flag.
No,
you're leading
it's
people
not.
On a bandwagon.
It's not.
That's going off a cliff. Or could be going off a cliff
because if you've been listening to me, you know my healthy fear of the Brewers through the years. This is new for me. It has taken a long time for me to get to this point, even within this year, that it's okay. You can come back outside. The Brewers aren't going to hurt you this year. Willie Namas is not there. He's not going to.
Is Christian Yelich there?
He is. He's still very good. He's been there the whole time. And he is fear. He is somebody to fear today. But on the overall, the Cubs are better than the Brewers, and there's nothing for you to worry about. This team can't hurt you. It's okay. The Cubs will clinch the division today. Bears.
You make it sound so easy.
It is so easy.
I think you should add a cubby in front of your Bears when we're talking about Cubs. This is my personal. You don't have to do that. Just take it under advisement.
I just hope we have enough time to celebrate the division champion tomorrow when you and I are at Wrigley Field broadcasting.
That's right. Don't forget, tune into our show tomorrow from 10 to 12:45. Mark Grody and I will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way. I'm trying to talk him into wearing the World Series ring Gallagher Way.
I can't.
I'm trying to talk him into it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we want to say thank you to all of our guests on the show. Mike Florio, that would be the sum of it. Thanks for Mark Grody for being here. Also, thank you for Ray Diaz,
Also, Robbie Triano, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, Tyler Ferengul. Coming up next, it is Cubs baseball. It's the pregame show. Zach Zaidman gets you ready for everything. And there's going to be baseball today. That's the best news of the day. We'll see you tomorrow on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.